A new play opens tonight in Philadelphia that doesn't need to invest in marketing because they've got the news headlines. Slipshot is the name of the play. It's set in 1962 at Florida State University in Tallahassee, and it centers on the case of a 17-year-old African-American teenager who is unarmed, walking home at night when he's shot and killed by a white security guard. The local sheriff declines to press charges, and the security guard walks free. If it sounds familiar to you, it's not maybe why you think. Slipshot was written months before anyone outside of Sanford, Florida, had ever heard of Trayvon Martin. Jacqueline Goldfinger is the author of Slipshot, and she joins us from her home in Philadelphia. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
I understand that, in fact, the first time you heard about Trayvon Martin was during your first day of rehearsals. Tell me what that was like.
It was heart-stopping. We absolutely couldn't believe it. As a matter of fact, we went and double-checked. We thought someone was pranking us when we heard about it.
And then you found out that it was real, and that must have meant something to you more about the words that you've written about this play.
Absolutely. And actually, early on in the rehearsal process, at the beginning of the day, we had talked about whether or not this was relevant and what questions the play raised were the most relevant to the audience. And then when the Trayvon Martin case happened, everything shifted. We spent extra time talking about how we wanted to focus the action and what questions we wanted the audience to ask.
And I mean, as I said, Slipshot is set in 1962. You thought you were writing a historical play, when in fact it now sounds like something ripped straight out of the headlines. And that, in some way, justifies the purpose of the play, right? I mean, it helps you feel as though you're writing about something which is as important today as it was 50 years ago.
Absolutely. It absolutely helps facilitate conversation. But I think there are a lot of themes in the play and a lot of questions that the Trayvon Martin case raises and that other cases like it raise about race relations in this country, about class distinctions, about gender equality as well in certain lights, that are still relevant today and people are still talking about, and it's important that we talk about.
Does it go beyond race?
It does. The shooting actually in the play, in Slipshot, the shooting occurs near the beginning of the play. So actually the rest of the play is an exploration of what happens to the two families, the family of the victim and the family in the shooter, and how they work through the pain and anger and sorrow to reach a place of hope to move on with their lives. And so while we start with something with the shooting itself, the play is more focused on what happens afterwards to the mothers and daughters and sisters and brothers of the family members.
Although, Jacqueline, you must be concerned that people will think you're actually making a comment about Trayvon Martin through this play.
We are, and we'd like to say that this is not about the Martin case, that it's exploring the same questions, and we hope that people are interested to talk about those questions, but that it is not about the Martin case itself. And they can read more about it on my website, www.jacquelinegoldfinger.com. We have some pictures and some other articles that raise some questions as well.
Jacqueline Goldfinger is the author of Slipshot. She joined us from her home in Philadelphia. Slipshot, the new play, opens tonight in Philadelphia, set in 1962 at Florida State University in Tallahassee. Jacqueline, thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good luck with opening night.